Well, back to my story. I did plays and short films at school that year, as well with my classmates and colleagues. We created some amateur short films. We did this to learn, to grow and gain experience, to seek out for our own opportunities to create them. That's how I spent all of the year 2010, growing and learning in both acting schools and building up my resume. Since I was 18, I dreamed of moving to Los Angeles, the film capital, and to live my life acting in one of the biggest film cities in the world. I even see myself at the Academy Awards ceremony. I see the dress I'll be wearing. I set my goal to save up and move there when I turned 21, as soon as I graduated from my acting career. By September 2010, I was about to graduate from high school and I was studying acting, but I had to do something else, or so society said. So much so that I started believing it. Since I was a little girl, I was curious about being a flight attendant. I found it quite exciting. I never saw it as my goal, but it definitely caught my attention. I only let it to be a remote fantasy because every time I said something about being keen to do it, my mom would say something negative about it. What she said the most about it in a very demeaning way was, to be a flight attendant is like to be a waitress but on a plane. All those comments when I was a little girl limited me. But now that I'm a grown-up, I think about it and there is absolutely nothing wrong with serving people, getting to know them, helping them. Just when I was making a decision about my future, I don't recall how, but I ended up with the information about how awesome it was to fly with Emirates. All that admiration I had for that profession rushed back in. That company happened to be scouting in Paraguay the following month for a new cabin crew. It was a big company and a huge salary, so my parents didn't think it was a bad idea anymore. They bought me a nice suit, like the flight attendants use, and drove me to the Sheraton Hotel for the interview. The lounge room was filled with young people like me that dreamt about flying across the globe. That first group talk was awesome. They showed us videos and photos of where we would live in Dubai. They told us about the beachfront apartment we'd be given, besides the high salary and all the world traveling. Wow, it was a dream indeed. They measured my height. I am quite tall, so first test checked. When it was my time to have a one-on-one interview, that's when my dream fell apart, like a balloon that's been bursted. They told me the minimum age requirement was 21. I was about to turn 18, that I should come back in 3 years' time. Bummer. A few days later, my dad, now excited with me being a flight attendant, showed me an ad for a big South American airline that was going to be scouting for new cabin members soon. This time, I made sure my age was within the requirements. I signed up, I arrived to the meeting at the hangar. We were so many people there. Again, group interview. Then on to the next round and then one after that. In each round, there were fewer of us left. I made it to the crucial round, the swimming test. My dad was so sure I was going to be eliminated because I never was a good swimmer. I only swam to survive and not to drown. Neither I was so sure I'd be able to overcome it. I had hopes though. I trusted in myself and I was 100% willing to overcome my own limits. I went to the swimming club where the test was being held. I looked at the massive Olympic swimming pool with respect. We had to go across it without stopping for even 1 second. I got into my marine blue one-piece swimsuit and jumped into the shallow part of the pool to warm up with some of the girls I met on the previous rounds. The time has come. Whilst I waited in line for my turn, I saw how a lot of people sank as soon as I jumped in, or how they stopped barely a quarter into the swimming, out of fear or nerves, maybe because they doubted themselves. The pressure on the day was huge. I was up. I trusted myself more than ever. Took a deep breath, braced myself, and as a whistle beeped, I dived right in with no doubt. As I swam, I saw how my mom was waiting for me next to the judge at the finish line, cheering for me, watching my every move. My dad walked next to me by the side of the pool, following me attentively, and a lifeguard swam in front of me in case anything happened to me. As I swam forward, I started to feel more and more tired, so I focused on my mom's big smile that grew bigger by the second as I came closer and closer to her. I was a total racehorse. All the other swimmers, the cheering, screaming and whistles just faded away. I could only see my goal at the end of that long swimming pool. When I approached the three quarters of it, I was exhausted. I felt like I couldn't paddle anymore. But I saw that my mom was so close already, and I heard my dad cheering for me. I couldn't fail myself. I couldn't fail them. Even less, I couldn't give up being so close to making it. So I powered through and made it. I was barely able to climb up the pool ladders. My parents embraced me proud and surprised and actually made it. I was so tired and nervous, I couldn't even stand. My legs were shaking. I walked to the showers, holding on to them. That shaking meant I didn't give up. Despite my exhaustion, I filled myself with pride. I took a huge step towards one of my dreams. After that came the one-on-one interview in Portuguese, then in English. I nailed those two. No problem speaking those languages according to the required level. It was all ready. That dream was closer. It was a fact. I overcome all the rounds and I was going to be a flight attendant. Or that's what I thought. Until they called me to ask for my Paraguayan ID. That they needed it urgently to get me started. I felt that balloon bursting all over when I've been told they couldn't hire me without that document. I told them I was in the midst of getting it done. They asked me to please sign up for the following scouting round when all the documentation is ready to go. It was a mandatory paperwork in order to travel immediately to undergo the training for the job. Funny thing is, out of the six siblings, only Luca and I didn't get the ID done. My parents didn't even understand how that happened. It simply slipped out. But I took it as a sign, as a wait for it from the universe. Because everything happens for a reason, and for a reason, they don't happen too. We shouldn't be forcing things out. Life is wiser. The timing is always perfect, so let's just wait. Even though soon after I had my ID ready, I didn't reach out to the airline manager anymore. We should pay attention to what life is trying to tell us and go with the flow, the signs, and what we feel, right? Few days after the swimming test, someone told me about a recruitment company. The companies contact them asking for people, and according to your profile, they send you to them. I wore my best suit, my flight attendant suit that I was no longer going to need, and my resume in a nice folder to sign up with them. Next morning, I had a very good job offer on the table already for a big phone company. Great! But they needed my ID for my immediate start. My document wouldn't be ready for another 2 weeks. Therefore, they couldn't hire me. What? Yes, it's very crazy, huh? Had I had my ID like my siblings, I would have been flying in Emirates at the wrong time. Or even worse, locked in an office job, secure with good salary, thinking that that was the right thing to do, like almost everyone else did. But in a job, I was probably going to end up hating. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for forgetting to get my document done. I insist, everything happens for a reason. It was a big sign, a divine message that life was telling me, and I hadn't quite gotten it before. With all this, it became crystal clear. I had to do what I truly felt in my heart, what I loved. I had to do what I was passionate about from my soul. Not to be locked in a boring routine, settling for less, just because that's what I am supposed to do. From that day forward, I focused in my dreams, taking art as my profession and only path in life. This time, no one could stop me. And as I read somewhere, we must wish it so much that we don't have any other option. That moment I finished to become a real dreamer, to live fully as one, doing what I love. It's incredible what we can discover if we let the causalities guide us, understanding it and trusting it. Life tells us so much more than we actually listen to. By the end of 2010, following the advice of the great teacher, I dared to audition for a musical in one of the biggest theater companies in the country, one of the most prestigious ones. To my surprise, I got the role.